The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Kathy Reese. The Terrapins won their 13th national championship last season and are ranked number one in the Lacrosse Magazine preseason poll. They were also the unanimous pick to capture the Big Ten championship here in year two. And we now welcome in Maryland head coach Kathy Reese. Good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us. If you could just start us out with an opening statement, we'll then go to questions from the media, please.
Sure. Well, thanks for joining, too, on this. We're looking forward to get started. We open our season February 13th. We graduated quite a few players out of last year's class, so we're just really looking to establish this year's identity as a team. We returned five starters, so we're young, but, again, starting in a week and a half and looking forward to this journey we're going on in 2016.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Sarah Andrichik from BigTen.org.
Hi, Coach. So you talked about, you graduated a lot of players last year, but someone that's been consistent for your team the past couple of years, obviously, has been Taylor Cummings. How would you say that she has improved to even go above and beyond this season?
Sure. Well, Taylor's development has been really neat to watch. She came in as a freshman four years ago and had a great freshman year at playing alongside some of the other talented players we had here, and continued to grow and get more confident as we've gone through. Last year, we asked more of her defensively, to really step up her role on the defensive side of the ball. Saw a lot of I think development and growth from her throughout the season last year in that area. This year, she's one of our five returning starters. She's one of our four captains. Is somebody that obviously draws a lot of attention, but she always has. So that's something that's not different for her. We're asking a lot from her on all areas of the field, but she's, really developing as a leader this year and bringing in a lot of players that have not seen playing time on our team, whether they're freshmen or sophomores or juniors that just haven't played a lot, and they're playing alongside of her now. So she's really growing as a leader so far. Again, we've only had a couple of weeks of practice this season, but throughout the fall and into this spring, I think we've seen a lot from her in that leadership area.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Megan Schneider with Lacrosse Magazine.
Hi, Kathy. Just a quick question about your goalie. It seems to be like your biggest question mark is the goalie. Who's going to be starting? You have Emily Kiff, Megan Taylor. So what can you say about your defense with the leadership of Alice Mercer and then kind of working in those goalies who might not have had the experience?
Sure. Well, Alice and Nadine have been awesome, and they have really, because we're going to have three different players playing next to them, which is different than some of the players that we've seen for a couple years playing for Maryland on defense. Our goalie situation, these guys are battling it out, and I think they all had great falls. Between Emily Kift, Megan Taylor, Emma Moss, all three of them had great falls. And now you were, again, a couple weeks in, and they both have been playing really well. I'm excited about this position for us this year. It's been an ongoing battle. I think we're going to see both of them throughout the year, step up and different people, maybe at different games or different times. And, as they continue to develop, continue to get more confident, Emily comes in as a junior this year and is in a different spot than she was in the past couple of years. She's playing with a lot of confidence. She's organizing back there on defense. She's stepped up her game as far as communicating goes. And Megan Taylor comes in as a freshman, no college experience yet, but just steps right in like she's been on the field for a couple of years. So these guys are they're great teammates. They're learning a lot back there, playing behind Alice and Nadine, who are really leading our way defensively. So I'm excited about this position and excited to watch them grow as we go through the season.
And we have a follow-up question from the line of Sarah Andrichik from BigTen.org.
So as the inaugural Big Ten champions last season, it was the first year for Big Ten lacrosse. How would you kind of evaluate the conference as a whole last year, and how do you think that year two will be different from year one for your players?
Well, I think for us last year, we we played a lot of teams that we've never played before. So it was really learning a lot about new teams, going to new places, and just getting to know the other programs in our conference. And, you know, I think as we come in, we saw the strength of the Big Ten last year, and we saw it grow as we went through the season. Especially if you look at the final eight teams in the NCAA tournament, you've got three Big Ten programs represented. I think that speaks volumes to the strength of our conference. And we go into this season, and already, you know, preseason, there's a lot of talk about the Big Ten and where we are as a conference and where we're headed. And I think, you know, each of the programs in the Big Ten is really, all of us are continuing to build and grow as we go through, as we get started in this season. And, you know, I think we're going to see a lot of exciting matchups, a lot of exciting games. I'm watching a lot of basketball right now, and you go into the Big Ten Conference basketball, and you never know what's going to happen. These games are so exciting, and they're so competitive, and I think we're going to see the same thing for Big Ten women's lacrosse. These games are all going to be really competitive, really fun to watch, exciting, and it's going to be a really unique brand this season.
Coach, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck this season. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, you guys. Have a good day.